proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. One of my favorite places in Israel is the Valley of Elah, which lies about 19 miles southwest of Jerusalem. This spot, of course, is the location of the battle between David and Goliath. In this epic battle, David defeated the Philistine giant with simply a sling and stone. Through David, God brought victory to Israel. This period, 3,000 years ago, was known as the Iron Age and was a time of development in many ways. For example, the smelting of iron was actually localized, which makes the story of David and Goliath even more interesting. The Bible records in 1 Samuel 13 verses 19 and 20, "Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, 'Lest the Hebrews make them swords and spears.' But all the Philistines went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his coulter and his axe and his mattock." This passage reflects the fact that the Philistines had the most modern weaponry at that time. In light of this, some critics have disparaged the realm of ancient Israel and the reign of King David. Some have only regarded David as having a very small influence as king, going as far simply as calling him the Robin Hood of Israel at the time. Many have argued that the society was still somewhat primitive, especially in its writing and language use. Recently, Bible archaeology has revealed a unique find from this time period that helps to shed light on the development of society. Near the Valley of Elah, at the site of Kirbet Kayafa, a 3,000-year-old ancient inscription was found that pinpoints the time and use of the writing style and language during the reign of King David. Excavations took place at the site from 2008 to 2013 by archaeologists Yosef Garfinkel and Sa'ar Ganor. They discovered that this was a fortress city of King David that was literally under the nose of the Philistines nearby. It was here that the biblical name of Eshbaal ben Bida was found inscribed on a large ceramic storage jar. In fact, it is the first time the name was discovered in an ancient inscription. Even though the Bible does not mention Eshbaal ben Bida by name, we do know that the name Eshbaal was given to one of the sons of King Saul, according to 1 Chronicles 8, verse 33. He is probably better known by the name Ishbosheth, found in 2 Samuel chapters 2 through 4. Ishbosheth challenged David as king and was later killed. The name Eshbaal disappeared from history shortly after this time, so this finding is very important. The lead archaeologist believed that Eshbaal ben Bida was probably involved in agriculture in the area and has his name placed on these storage jars, in effect saying, "This storage jar belongs to me." The precise and careful way that this inscription was written suggests, according to the researchers, that this reflects the work of a steady hand, perhaps even a trained scribe. This is not the first piece of writing that has been discovered from this time period. In fact, five other inscriptions have been uncovered, including two from Kirbet Kayafa. In fact, the oldest Hebrew text ever found was discovered here that predates the Dead Sea Scrolls by 1,000 years. On five lines written on what is known as a Kayafa ostracon, or clay fragment, a message was revealed that coincides with the establishment of the monarchy of Israel. It called for the need of a king, as well as mentions the weeping of a judge and widow. This was the predicament that the prophet Samuel found himself in when his own sons went astray and Israel asked for a king. The writing on this ostracon and the recent inscription of Eshbaal ben Bida sheds light on the transition from judge to king and the formation of the kingdom of Israel. This unique find of the inscription of Eshbaal at Kirbet Kayafa simply confirms what we know in the scripture. The names reveal a real people in a real culture. God's word is true, and we can believe it by faith. As it was true for King David, it is also true for us today. Let us live by that truth. We hope this program has been a blessing to you today. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our past programs, I invite you to go to our website, ibjm.org, to listen. You can see that on the right-hand side of our homepage. Tune in again as we look forward to see what will be uncovered next in the land of Israel. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.